coming up.
Proximamente.
Someone messaged me saying you're proof that women age like milk. Don't call him a fucking gnome.
Stop, Emily. Even when I fart, it hurts.
If Tom Hardy was at the finish line holding puppies, I still would not run to him if it took me 13 miles.
You don't love animals then.
Have you ever had a partner who your mum and dad haven't got on with?
Well, yeah, I'm still with her.
Well, I'll tell you what then. You ring my mum and ask her whatever you want.
They were both sick out of the bedroom window on top of the conservatory.
Hiya guys, just two quick things before we get into today's episode of Lost in Translation. The first one, please, please, can you take a moment to subscribe to the show? Wherever you're listening, it takes 1 second to subscribe and it'll really, really help us spread the word about the podcast. And number two, we've gone all posh now and you can contact us on WhatsApp. The phone number is 077-961-039-898. That's 077-961-039-898. So get it saved in your phone as Lost in Translation. You can let us know all your thoughts, if there's any dilemmas you want solving. Let us know whether you're Team Gorks or Team Gemma each week. And we love hearing from you genuinely. It means a lot. Obviously, we're on all social media channels as well. It's lost.in.pod across Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. So come and say hello. Right, let's get back to it. Or as Gorks would say, vamos.
There she is, the mother of my children, coming in.
What do you think?
Well, happy Mother's Day. It's not Mother's Day, but today the episode is all about Mother's Day. So have a seat. Are you okay there?
I'm very How are you?
You're beautiful today.
Today?
Yes, you're very nice, yeah. Normally you're wearing like stained trackies and hoodies, but today I feel like you...
I mean, my jeans, they're not ironed.
You look beautiful today for Mother's Day episode.
Oh, thank
well,
you very much.
Today's all about you.
What's wrong with you? Why are you being weird?
I've got something for you.
What is it?
Today I want you to sit, relax, have some chocolates.
You've got some chockies.
And enjoy.
Thank you.
Do you want a pillow? Do you want a foot massage?
No.
Do you want a shoulder massage?
I would love a shoulder massage.
Well, I cannot go behind you because of the mics.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, could you relax in there? I'll do everything today, yeah?
Yeah.
So, welcome everybody to Lost in Translation, the podcast with everything gets lost. In translation.
It really does.
Yes.
I mean, you never know me like this on Mother's
Day. Can I just let me do it, please?
Yeah.
It's the podcast where we listen and we don't judge. We play some games. We talk some dilemmas. Resolve your dilemmas. And we don't judge you on camera. Maybe off camera we do. But anyway, today's all about you, Gemma.
Thank
and all
you.
The mothers in the world, which we love.
Yeah.
Because without them, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
So I want you to sit and relax.
I'm a bit concerned. I don't trust you. I don't
That's
trust...
That's a very
no,
big
I mean,
statement.
I don't trust you as in you've not got anything planned that's going to be sneaky or
There is always something planned,
that's
you know,
what I mean.
In
this that's
episode.
What I'm saying.
It's not me, just blame Henry, our producer, which he's the one who plans all the games.
Oh, okay.
So don't blame me.
Well then, without
anyway,
further ado...
Don't take my job today, it's me who does it. You just have to say vamos.
Oh, okay,
yeah?
I didn't know
so,
that.
So, with further ado...
Without further ado...
Without further ado...
Vamos!
No, vamos.
Vamos!
Very good. How are you today?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very good. So we're doing Mother's Day podcast today.
Mother's Day. Shout out to the mums.
Yes, and before we go ahead, I wanted just to like, just because we spoke about it the other day, and I think it's something that you mentioned, you know?
Yeah.
Someone messaged you when you said something about it was Mother's Day, no?
Oh, yeah. So... Yeah, it really annoyed me. I could see where she was coming from, but it also don't take it out on me type thing.
Yeah.
So basically, I said online what a nice day Mother's Day is. And a woman messaged me and she said, oh, it's nice for you. My mum passed away 10 years ago. I can't stand Mother's Day. Really attacked me. Now, my dad passed away. You know, obviously, everyone knows I don't have a dad. I have a wonderful stepdad. But that does not mean on Father's Day... I attack those who do have the dad, who are lucky enough to have the dad around. And like, I still celebrate Father's Day. You're a dad. I go to the cemetery. I put flowers on. And this woman, rather than be like, do you know what? I get Mother's Day is tough if you've not got your mum. Father's Day is tough if you've not got your dad. Don't attack people, though.
Yeah.
She went in on me.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm
also, it's not your fault.
It's not my fault. But I understand people grieve differently.
Yes.
But she personally... went in on me for saying Mother's Day is a lovely day. Yeah. And I thought, I'm going to reply. And then I thought, no, because she's clearly still grieving. But, like, imagine if I, every Father's Day, kicked off at anyone who's lucky enough to have the dad.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be pissed off at the world and the circumstance. Don't come in at me.
Yeah, cherish the moments that you have with
her. If you're lucky enough to still have a mum and dad, you are incredibly lucky. And it's only when you lose a parent you realise that. Like, if they still ring you, if you still speak to them, it's incredibly lucky. And to anyone who hasn't got a physical mum on this earth plane on Mother's Day, I understand it will be hard. But for those who have, you have to celebrate either way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm like with death, though? I view death a lot differently. Like, I don't think my dad's gone. I just think it's a temporary goodbye. I will see him again.
Because also, for example, like you said, she might say that, but also, she might be a mum. So even if you lost your mum, and you're grieving your mum, but you still celebrate yourself, because you're also a mum.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think grief's a funny thing, but it was to attack me for something that happened 10 years ago because I had the audacity to say what a lovely day Mother's Day can be.
Yeah.
I was just like, I mean, I was...
It's okay, it could be worse.
I said a few explicits in the kitchen.
It could be worse. I could call Nom.
Nom?
Yeah, like the, you know the little...
Nonce or noms? Not a nonce.
No, you know the little
oh, a gnome.
Cartoons that were the head and live on the trees?
A gnome, yes.
Yeah, I go call like Nom. F-nom, actually.
An effing gnome.
Yeah, an effing gnome. Do we move to say, he looks like an effing gnome, so thank you.
Gnome. Don't say gnome, because it sounds like you could be saying nonce.
No, gnome.
Gnome.
Nomo.
How? Nomo.
Nomo.
I think you'll be saying something else there as well.
Yeah, nomo.
Why is it? Because you had your red hat on?
I don't know, probably because of the height next to you, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I saw someone called you a mucky foreigner. Which made me laugh.
What's that?
Exactly. Mucky, someone is like another word for dirty.
Uh-huh.
And foreigner is obviously because you're not English, you're Spanish.
Yeah.
But they commented on a post that I was on and said, that mucky foreigner.
Nice.
I know. Anyway. People are just weird.
Yeah.
But it does make me laugh.
Yeah.
We do a segment on the radio called Face Your Feedback.
Yeah.
Where Toolan reads out the comments, any bad comments about me on the Daily Fail. He reads them out to me, and some of them, they do make me laugh. Some of it, and it's the fact that you have to have an account, log in, type.
It's
angrily.
The time,
but the gnome's quite
this
funny.
This was on social media. It was in the video with me actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I saw it. And I was like, oh, really? Thank you very much. Yeah. Remember when they told you that? What was that years ago? Remember that they messaged, oh, you that Spanish that came here in a
banana boat? Yes.
Manuel. They call me Manuel.
You keep calling him Manuel.
At some point, I was scared because my dad is really called Manuel, you know? So I was like, how did you know my dad's name? And I was like.
And when it first started happening, he actually looked at me with your hand on your chest and he went, I didn't come and have a banana boat. I was like, you've probably played more tax for this country than that person ever has. That's why they're giving you shit. But there is something funny, I think, not in trolling. If you are being trolled, then it's awful. But in our job, we have to expect it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's going to happen. But some of the ones I get are so... Some of them make me genuinely laugh.
Yeah, this is funny. Like,
someone messaged me saying, you're proof that women age like milk. Which really made me laugh. Because I don't know why, but it's age like milk. I was thinking, does he mean we rot? Do we go off? Do I get a second skin? I was thinking, what does it mean? And then I turned it into a positive. If you leave milk for too long, it turns to cheese, an even better, tastier snack.
Yeah.
So that's what I am to that person.
Yeah. But I was just thinking, like, the people who does that, if they, some of them have, like, a good creativity, you know?
Yeah.
If you use that talent to just do something,
do some
like,
stand-up.
Yeah, you will be... Like the next Ricky Gervais.
Mark Charnock, who's lovely. So he played Marlon in Emmerdale. He still plays Marlon in Emmerdale. And there was this stupid rumour that went round. So basically, I chose to leave Emmerdale literally because when you work for ITV or BBC or Channel 4, you're in a contract with them. It's hard to do other things.
Yeah.
And I chose to leave Emmerdale because other jobs were coming in that I had to turn down. And it was such a difficult choice because I loved it there. It was filmed in Yorkshire Dales. It was so gorgeous. Bits in Leeds, in Harrogate, all over the place. And at the time, my character was in a relationship with Marlon, Carlon and Marlon. And someone started spreading this rumour saying I demanded to producers that I had to leave because I couldn't stand to kiss Mark. Mark is still one of my closest mates. In fact, what soap awards was it got? I was pregnant with Tiago. They asked me to present him a soap award. He got an outstanding achievement award at the soaps, and they asked me to present it to him. So we are still really close, mm-hmm. but this horrible rumour went round. But the funny thing was, Mark used to get someone... It's not funny, but it is. Someone used to message him all the time. He's really tall and he's really thin, and he owns that. He always says he is. But someone kept messaging him, and they messaged him saying, we got it on our lunch break, he was eating and his little face just dropped, and it said, you lanky twat, I want to kick you in the back. And because of it being so specific, he was like, oh my God, what, do I tell someone about this? If they just said, I want to kick you, or you lanky twat, that's fine. But he said to me...
I mean, fine, yeah.
But he said, specifically in the back, he's making me think they are going to do it when I'm out and about in Leeds. So he was like, what do I do? I said, mate, I said, just ignore him. Just, like, went to his profile picture, no image. They never have an image, no followers. But they were really specifically angry with him and wanted to kick him in the back. So I said to him, that's probably that same person who said, I demanded to producers, I'm leaving because I can't kiss Marlon, which is not true. I loved it, and I love Mark, and it was brilliant, but it just, his little face, so, eating his little dinner, and his face dropped because someone wanted to kick him in the back. It made me laugh.
Anyway, after this chitty chat about characters on social media.
About gnomes.
So, Mother's Day.
Yay. It is Mother's Day. And if you are lucky enough to be a mum, happy Mother's Day. Yes. If you're striving to be a mum, hopefully you get there one day. Sending lots of love to everybody.
And what would you like to do for Mother's Day?
Do you know, it sounds snide because it doesn't involve you or the kids.
Well,
just want time on my own.
But funny enough, I won't be here on Mother's Day.
I know, but the kids will.
I will be running around the streets of New York.
I'm solo parenting on Mother's Day because Gorka's doing a half marathon in the NYC. He's going to the Big Apple. In my
Which
head.
I'm actually...
Is it still snowing there?
Yes, it was snowing 2 days ago and it's very cold. But it's not even that. I'm just upset that my call time to start the run is 7:30 in the morning.
So he's like, I have to eat at 4 a.m.?
Yes.
4 a.m. and you need a big meal if you're doing 13 miles.
It's not even that. Where from I'm staying, I need to go all the way to where I'm raising.
But you're saying this as if you're being forced to. You're the silly person who chose to run 13 miles. If Tom Hardy was at the finish line holding puppies, I still would not run to him if it took me 13 miles.
Then you don't love animals then?
I do, but not you enough don't. To run. I would walk. I'd say it's going to take me half a day. I will walk 13 miles. I've walked 26 miles for charity.
Yeah, but I'm running because I wanted to run in New York. Look.
Exactly, so don't moan about it.
No, I'm not moaning about it. I'm just saying that I didn't thought. I thought my call would be like run at 11, you know, like a nice time, have a coffee and then going to go.
You'd be running at sunrise. Imagine how lovely the sunrise will be in New York City.
Yes.
Through all them buildings so you can't even see the sun.
And I'm running from Manhattan, from Brooklyn, in Park in Brooklyn, through Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
All the way to Central Park.
Are you going to be with someone there, though? You're not doing. I know you're going on your own. I get concerned about you travelling on your own.
Yeah, I don't know with any. I don't go with anybody.
So who's going to meet you there?
No one. I just know where I need to go. I have all the information and everything.
And who's your emergency contact over there? I ain't over there. I'm at least 10 hours
away.
No
emergency contact.
So you need to plan all this. You can't just say, I'm going to America for a week.
Yes.
I need to know the hotel details. And
yeah, you have all of that.
But you should have someone out there.
No, I don't need to.
You'll end up like Macaulay Culkin. You'll be lost in New York, won't you? I'll get a call from
you. I'm staying in the Grand Central.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. No, everybody's going to be there.
Oh, that'd be Hi. Nice. I'll be like Harry and Marv.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because I hope the weather's nice for you.
Yeah, spring. So it's like going to be like 18 degrees, 15 degrees.
Well, that's good for running in or not?
Yes, perfect temperature. You don't want to be hot or too cold.
And when Gorka comes back from his run in New York, he then has to prep me for my run in Manchester. I'm doing the 10K, aren't I?
Oh, nice.
Which I hate, but I'm going to do
it. Oh, I realise I can do that with you.
How can you?
Well, I'm in Blackpool. Double show in Blackpool is my last double show in Blackpool. But if they put you in early time, I can come Saturday night after the show, home, run with you and then go to Blackpool.
I don't think I would like to run with you,
no,
being honest.
I'll run next to you. I won't be able to run my pace. I promise you. I pinky promise. I'll go to your pace. I will be doing 2 shows on Saturday and 2 shows after, so I won't be able to go fast. It's the last 2 shows.
It's just the only time we argue properly is when we're running together.
Also, now I need to tell you something.
What?
You know how you have the run on Sunday, yeah?
Yeah.
and I have the last two shows.
Yes.
So the following day, I might have to go back again to New York.
Why?
Because I have to do maybe a job there.
Well, okay.
Not a job. Fine. It's like a High Rocks.
You want to do a High Rocks in New York? You can just do one at the frigging arena in Manchester.
No, it's because Playability want me to do the High Rocks in New York.
Oh, will Fraser be going with you?
Yes.
That's Fraser, who you know from having a tattoo on his ass of a pig.
Did we show that?
Yeah, we did. Oh, yeah. Was it a pig? What did he
no,
have
No, it was
his
a foxy.
A fox on his ass.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
It's TVC.
That'd be good, though. That's fine. Listen, you'll have been on tour for 5 weeks. What's an extra day? Hell, you might as well go for the full month.
No, it's no extra day. It's like a full week.
What's another week, hey, when you've been solo parenting for five? I'd rather you do that, though, than run with me, to be honest.
Okay.
That can be your excuse not to run with me. He runs too fast. He tries to speak to me when I'm trying to focus on my breaths. He tells me, stay on the pavement, Gemma. Do this. Speed up, Gemma. And then he'll say, oh, look at that. I don't want none of that. I want to just suffer in my own silence, look down at the floor, and with the will of anything, get round that 10K.
For
I
those
hate
ones
running.
Who have never seen it, we can insert the clip of Gemma running with me.
First run outside. We started now. Okay, 1K in. Are you finding it easier than the treadmill?
So far easier, but it's good conditions. It's not windy. My vagina is actually out of my thong. I'm not even joking. It's awful. It's a nightmare.
What?
I'll get the bus.
I'll get home. See, there's someone around next
to me. Get a cookie.
No, carry on running.
Give us energy.
Woo! Yeah.
Thank God. Wow. Oh, my God.
So you're not going to have your mum over for Mother's Day?
No, I will do. I'll invite her up, of course I will.
You know what we should have done?
What?
We should have called her now. It's Mother's Day podcast. I would love to call your mum and have some questions to your mum about you as a mother.
What kind of questions?
I don't know, you know.
From snide ones.
Son-in-law to mother-in-law questions about Gemma. Just have her opinion about your daily habits.
You want to call big sons?
Yeah.
You want?
Should we do it?
Yeah, I mean, she might be busy, but you can try.
Yeah. She always answers me.
I know, she does. She does love you, doesn't she? Yeah.
I hope so.
Well, I'll tell you what, then. You ring my mum and ask her whatever you want. That can be the game for this week.
And then you call mine.
I can't ring your mum. I don't speak Spanish. I speak English. Well, let's do it. But first, let's do our debates for this week, shall
we?
Before we get on to the nice stuff on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Debate time.
Yep.
Man, can I go with mine? You. Yeah.
So my debate this week is what annoys me about you this week, that I didn't find anything that annoys me.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes a change, doesn't it? Yeah. Have I been on my best behaviour this week?
No, I just didn't probably pay enough attention.
That's true.
No. No, yeah.
All right, okay.
So well done.
Well done. Mine for this week is, you know what it is, don't you? So do you know how Gorka's been making me out to be a proper shit house with my back? I've had a bad back.
And oh, my coccyx.
All he's done is moan about his coccyx. And so
not
much.
Not all. Yesterday. That's it, yesterday.
So much so. And your rib. So much so.
He's a lamb in there.
He messaged me yesterday and said, when you come home, I need you to check my ribs. I don't know if it's muscular or something else.
Yeah, because
it's muscular.
I had it for 2 weeks and he's like a lamb in there.
Yeah. He's got his abs out for anyone watching. No. Any excuse. But that's what I mean. He's had it for 2 weeks. He's been going on about his rib for 2 weeks, his coccyx for 3 days. Like, my coccyx. And then the other day he was sat on the stool. He said, sitting like this, Gemma, he's so sore. In bed last night, he went, oh, my coccyx. Maybe it's broke, you know. Can he pop out? Maybe I have to get checked. Oh, I hope I can run with this. To the point where I actually said to you told everyone I moaned about my back. You have moaned more about your coccyx and rib.
No, I don't.
Than I have about my back.
It was yesterday.
You know, you can't, true story with the coccyx, you will have to get it checked because it can actually tilt under.
I know.
And it can be prodding you.
I know.
It happened to Shinta, a friend of ours. And she had to have it literally pushed back out.
I know. But it's painful. It's so painful. Even when I fart, it hurts.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That's how painful it is.
You actually said when you were on the toilet, it was hurting to poo.
Yeah.
Maybe it's tucked under. You might have to get it untucked.
No, it's fine. It's felt better today. Do have you hear me moaning today about it? I didn't say anything today because it's better now. It was just yesterday. I wake up yesterday with a pain. I moaned yesterday. Today is fine. Less than 24 hours. Don't tell me I moan more than you. You moan for a week with your back. In fact,
because I had a back pain for a week.
In fact, this morning you're still moaning about your back.
You've been moaning about your rib for 2 weeks.
No,
you
I haven't.
You just said.
No, I haven't. I had the pain for 2 weeks. I mentioned it to you.
The first thing you did when I came home from work yesterday was go, feel this, Gemma.
Yes.
What is this?
It's the first time that I tell you in 2 weeks.
No, it isn't.
All right. Anyway.
Is the reason you've not got a debate for me this week because it's Mother's Day and you know you can't win anyway? You can't moan at me on Mother's Day.
I'm not moaning at you. I'm just, I didn't have any dilemma.
Is it Mother's Day in Spain?
No.
When's Mother's Day in Spain?
The first Sunday of May.
What will you do, just FaceTime, or do you send her anything? Do you?
I might go to Spain and say, hi, happy Mother's Day, come back.
Aww.
No, I won't. I just call her a message, say, happy Mother's Day.
But what would you not, if you were there, would you all
flowers
go out for lunch?
Flowers and stuff like that, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, my dad will bring her a bunch of flowers and go out for lunch, Mother's Day. Normally, we used to go every Sunday, flowers from my dad or even us, and then we go to a restaurant for lunch for Mother's Day. Yeah.
That's nice.
Or we will have lunch at home. Yeah, but normally we do that. Probably with my nana also.
The kids are at Nina's this Saturday because I'm out with the girls Saturday night.
Mother's Day?
No, we're just going out. It's just I go out with the girl, with my three best mates. We go out every 4 months, once every 4 months. We try and do 3 times a year and it's this Saturday. So I'll wake up Sunday and I'll have to go and get them from my sister's house.
Mm-hmm.
At least I get to see Rocco though. Rocco's the bulldog. Get to see Rocco, and then Sunday afternoon I'll ask my mum if she wants to come up, and Uncle Clive's come in as well.
Yeah, it's like in Spain it's different times. I don't know why. It's like the other day it was like National Book Day, but in Spain there's no Book Day. Book Day is in April in Spain.
I didn't realise with Book Day, when we dropped Tiago off at nursery, didn't we? There was him and one other kid in normal clothes. All the other kids, there was a little mini Snow White, a Spider-Man, a Gruffalo. I thought I really need to keep my eye on that nursery app. He just went in his nursery jumper for World Book Day,
it's
bless
all
him.
Right. It's World Book Day, not World Dress Up Day. It's about books, not about you dressing up.
Mia had to take a book in that inspired her, and she took in the Simone Biles gymnast book, didn't she? She likes her. She loves gymnastics.
She's obsessed. She was just doing cartwheels and roundups. Roundups?
Roundoffs.
Roundoffs.
Yeah. I do roundoffs with her, don't I? She actually said that on her episode.
Yeah.
Bless her.
Is that why the tile is cracked the other day?
Probably. Nice. Yeah, I have been doing a lot of them. You cheeky swine. Should we solve someone's dilemma?
Yes. This episode of Lost in Translation is sponsored by Whoop.
For those of you who don't know, Whoop is a wearable strap. Here it is, here. It provides you with detailed insights into your sleep, your strain, your recovery, your stress, which I have a lot of, and your overall well-being, along with personalised coaching to help you make smarter decisions when it comes to your health and fitness.
That's true. And we've been wearing Whoop for how long now? I think myself since 2019.
2019, and I'm 2020.
Yeah.
So we're a good few years into our Whoop journey. I genuinely rely on mine for a lot.
Yeah.
I love it. It's the first thing I check in the morning, how well I've slept and my stress levels.
The first thing in the morning is like, oh, I'm in yellow.
Oh, I'm in green. Yeah,
I had
I'm
a good recovery. Yeah.
Since we started using Whoop, it's had such a positive impact on our lives. Having little ones, especially in the house, it comes with broken sleep. But the Whoop has really helped us build routines that actually do last.
And we know what our body needs each day, how well we slept, how well we recovered you are, how much strain you are taking on, and how your habits are shaping your long-term health. So get started on Whoop today for free by going to join.whoop.com/translation.
So every week you guys get in touch with either lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk, that's our email. If you want to WhatsApp us, the number is 077-610-39898, or you can follow us on our social media channels, lost.in.podcast. Last week was quite serious. It was Jo, and she was sick and tired of her husband working nights and then not helping around the house. So go back and have a listen to that if you've not heard it. It was the first kind of serious one we had,
yeah,
that, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was quite like, I didn't know how to approach it, to be honest.
No, you went straight to divorce.
Yeah.
So let's find out what's been going on this week.
But before we go with the dilemma this week, we got a message from Natalia. Do you want to read it?
Is Natalie the one who she sent us a voice note? She sent us one about her child's friend's table manners, didn't she?
Yes.
She said, thanks for putting me on your podcast. I was shocked. She says, just to clarify, I've not told the little girl or her mum. It's just put me off having her around again as I don't want my daughter to pick up bad habits. Both are 8 year old. And then she said, and by the way, I wasn't driving on the voice note. Ugh. I said she might not have been.
Good job, not driving. I was just looking after your safety, you know, and the rest in the... Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I think you can have a round again as well, Natalia.
Don't.
No, they're 8 year old. I mean, your kids are not going to pick up habits from you having a friend round once every 3-4 weeks.
Or just tell your kid, you see what she does? He does? Don't do it.
Yeah. You don't want to stop them having friends if they are picking those friends. But this week's dilemma comes in from Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Gemma and Gorka. Love the podcast. Thank you, Sarah. I'd like your help, please, about how to deal with the problem I've got. It's that my mum and my husband don't get on.
Well,
I understand both sides, and it's mainly about the kids. My mum just wants to be involved. She'll buy them everything they need. She will give her opinion on important issues like potty training, etc. And has even said that this is her second chance at raising kids. Ooh. However, it annoys my husband because if he wants to buy them anything, he can't, as she's got there first. If he wants any conversations on how to raise the kids, he wants it to be us two. She will also text us both at least 3 times a day asking how the kids are and what they're doing. Is my mum getting too involved, or should I tell my husband to lighten up? I think I'm obsessed with my mum, and it is Mother's Day, but I think that is too involved, isn't it?
Your mum is too much, I would say. Yeah. If I was always like, your mum is too much, mum is too like mind her own business, you know?
No, the thing is, she's not minding their own business because...
But yes, it's not her children, it's not her family.
Yeah, but for the kids, it's their nana or grandma.
Yes.
And kids loved being with the nana and granddad most of the time. However, she shouldn't be buying them things willy-nilly without the parents' permission. Because, you know, unless it's a birthday or Christmas, we've already set that rule. Like, you don't buy the kids anything extravagant just for the sake of it. If it's birthday or Christmas, absolutely. If it's not, little tidbits here and there, fine. But the fact, the hope that her saying it's a second chance at raising kids, she's not raising her kids, it's grandkids. It's a different type.
No,
so that
I think,
is too involved.
Yeah,
Yeah. I would say to your mum, Sarah, I know where you're coming from and you play a massive role in my kids' lives. You're my mum, you're their nana or grandma, whichever, but their dad plays a bigger role, and mine and my hubby's, you know, mum and dad's word, final word. You don't have to agree with it. I'm sure one day if me and Tio have kids, they'll do things we don't agree with, but that's them. You have to let them do it.
Yeah, we'll tell her, like, no, stop.
Yeah, it's too much. I mean, I speak to my mum more than 3 times a day, but she doesn't message you 3 times a day, does she? In fact, she might not even answer you when you ring. She might think, oh, it's only Gorka. If it was Gemma, I'd answer.
Yeah, probably.
You need to have that chat. That's not good.
Yeah, how I'll react, like, tell you. I will tell her straight away. I probably will go to her mum and tell her.
Mm. But you don't want to put Sarah in a situation. It's horrible when you have to choose between your mum and your partner, or your dad and your partner, because so many people do.
You don't have to choose. You already choose. That's why he's your partner.
Yeah.
Your mum is given. Your partner is, you choose it already.
But it's things like...
No,
she won't want to be in a situation where a hubby and a mum can't be in the same room. Because imagine like birthdays and Christmas or family gatherings when the kids want the dad and the nana there.
Yeah, but you just go and go like, listen, mum, this is... I love
Set
you.
Boundaries.
That's my family. This is how we want to do it. This is how we do it. You don't need to step in if you don't have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not your children. It's my children.
Yeah. I agree
so I do
with
it my
you.
Way.
High five me. We both agree on a dilemma.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Sarah. Tell her you want her involved, but not to the point where she's
just be involved
it.
When they go on holidays.
Have you ever had a partner who your mum and dad haven't got on with? Or not liked?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm still with her.
I bet your mum loves me because she can't even communicate. I bet she thinks she's just
easy.
She just smiles and nods.
No. My mum doesn't... My mum is very chill.
Yeah.
My mum... My mum likes every partner that I had and they were my partners. When they are not my partners, doesn't like
then
anymore.
She doesn't like I dated one lad years ago. I was only about 17, 18. He was a bastard. And he's the only person who's ever sold a story on me. He was such a cretin. And I introduced him to my mum. And I was like, oh, such a buddy. And as soon as he left, my mum went, I don't like him. That's genuinely what she said. I went, why? I don't like him. He's got a bad energy about him. of course, I kicked off with her, "You're wrong. It's true love, da 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 da." Introduced him to the girls, Laura and Nat, my two best mates. Laura went, "I don't know what it is about him, Gemma, but I just want to batter him. I just want to batter him." And I was like, "Why? You're all wrong." Like, literally to the point where I was arguing with them. Year later, turned out to be a right cretin. Sold story on me, took money, was horrible. They were all right. So my advice, if your mum doesn't like a partner on the first meeting, there might be a good reason for it.
Yeah.
They say mums know best.
Yeah, or dogs.
Or dogs.
Like you said, if Norman and Benji, Norman and Ollie, they don't like you.
Yeah, that was when Norman and Ollie met Gorka for the first time. I was like, if they don't like you, I don't know how it's going to work, because I've had 7 years with them before I met you. And I'd always trust a dog if it doesn't like a person. I don't trust a person who doesn't like dogs. I think the word. Do you know what I mean? If a dog doesn't like a person, I think they're onto you.
I never liked dogs.
What?
I pretend for the last 8 years.
Really?
Yeah. My name is Nogoka. Can you imagine?
Anyway, thank you for getting in touch, Sarah, and I hope you resolve it. And the same with Joe of last week. We need to know the outcome. Please do keep us posted. Did you have the conversation? How did it go? And if you want to be on next week's dilemma, or you want us to help, you know, not even solve it, but just let you know whether you're right or wrong in terms of what you're thinking.
Send us voice notes, messages, you know.
Please do. The number's 077-610-39898, or you can email us lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk, or you can just follow us and comment. It's lost.in.podcast. We're almost at 100,000 followers on our little Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Cool, isn't it?
Also, the dilemmas, maybe it could be a funny story, a fun dilemma, you know, like a funny dilemma that happened or something like that.
You get panicked with the serious ones, don't you? You might have caused a divorce last week. How do you feel about that?
Great. Just help them, to be honest. You need to leave now.
I will, then. I'm going to tell her.
Hello.
Hello.
Hiya. It's me. Gorka's decided, with it being Mother's Day, he's going to ring you and ask you some questions about me.
All right.
I'm not going to be in the room. Did you panic when he rung? Did you think something had happened? No.
No, I just thought he might have been asking me to pick the kids up.
Right, well, I'll leave, shall I? Shall I leave the room?
Okay. Oh, it's only three questions, no? Oh, okay. It's only three questions, Sandra.
Okay.
Who is your favourite son-in-law? No, I'm just kidding. So, first question is, what was the naughtiest thing Gemma did as a kid?
The naughtiest thing?
Yeah.
To be honest, I know you'll find this hard to believe, Gorka, but Gemma wasn't very naughty at all as a child. It's her growing up years that were naughty.
Oh, well, so, what was the naughtiest thing she did as a grown-up?
The only thing I can bring to mind, when she was a little girl, about 7 or 8, we had a dog, a Westie dog, and she always wanted to take him out walking on the lead. So I used to say to her she could go with her, but she couldn't pass a grid, which was at the end of the road.
Yeah.
And this particular day, I let her do it, and she'd done it for a few times, but this particular day she went round the corner onto the park with the dog, and obviously we didn't know where she was, so that was really one of the naughtiest things she's done.
Oh, that's not too and bad then.
She wasn't naughty at all, and then as she got older, she did silly things like going over to Laura's after they'd been out and been drinking, and instead of going to the bathroom and being sick and her mum and dad, Laura's mum and dad hearing them, they were both sick out of the bedroom window on top of the conservatory.
That's funny.
That's funny. Because they shouldn't have been drinking.
Yeah, yeah. Well, another question. What is something about Gemma that you know that the listeners on the podcast don't know?
Well, she's a home bird, as you know.
Yeah.
And every time when she was a little girl, well, not too little, maybe up to, you know, going up to senior school, before, just before she started senior school, she always wanted to stay out with friends, but then she'd start crying at like 10 o'clock. She had Miss Mummy pains and I had to go and get her. And even with my sister, she went to Harrogate and stayed over with my sister. And on the way there, she burst into tears in the car. And Norma wondered what was the matter with her and pulled over.
So we know where Mia gets it from.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then last question. What makes you the most proud about Gemma?
Well, you know, I mean, I never thought that Gemma was the maternal kind for a start.
Yeah.
So I was very, very surprised when she gave us two lovely grandchildren. That's, you know, and she's made a fabulous mum, which I'm very proud of. And then career-wise, you know, she's done so well. She's never been out of work since she was 15. And she's still the same old scatty Gemma, if you know what I mean. It's not changed her at all, has it?
Yeah.
You know, you get what you see with Gemma. And so, I'm very proud of how her career's developed and how she's developed as a woman.
Okay. Gemma, you can come in now. You naughty girl. finished the questions, yeah?
Oh, okay. Thank you for that. I'm nervous.
Do I ask you the questions now to you?
Yeah.
So I asked your mum, what was the naughtiest thing you did as a kid?
The naughtiest?
Yes.
I wasn't that naughty.
Well, that's what she said as a kid. She's like,
no, only because...
She said, you were very naughty as a kid. It was more when you just growing up, getting more like silly.
Yeah, so I wasn't naughty as naughty because my sister was.
Oh, okay.
So I learned... Yeah, Nina was naughty, so I learned not to be because I saw what happened to Nina. When you slapped her mum because she was being a menace.
Well, she called me something, didn't she?
She called you a B-I-T-C-H, so my mum give her a backhand.
No wonder.
I would say either I once flipped my mum the rods without her thinking she hadn't saw, but it reflected in the mirror.
Yeah,
and
I remember that too. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And I used to take the dog out without asking, and like, because I'm obsessed with dogs, just used to go out with her without telling anyone.
That's the one she said.
And she'd come home panic because me and the dog had gone.
She said that one. And then she said one with Laura's.
Oh, with Laura. Oh, yeah, there's been a few with Laura.
I was going to say there'll be a few with Laura.
Yeah, we used to climb on a shed. I once threw up all over a conservatory after a night out in Solviva. That's the one. Henry, you'll know Solviva, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
The nightclub, yeah. I've done loads with Laura.
And then, so next question is, I asked your mum, is what is something that she knows about you that our listeners doesn't know?
They know pretty much everything, don't they?
Yeah. I don't think they know this, Gemma.
Is it to do with Laura again?
No. Mia gets it from you.
Mia's just like you.
No, well, maybe that too. I mean, I just realised that, yeah, she gets it from you.
Oh, no, I know what it is. It'll be Miss Mummy Pains.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still have that now. Do you remember when I had my panic attack in London because I wasn't with you?
I know.
Good
God.
I still panic. If I go shopping with my mum and we're in the same supermarket and she goes on a different aisle, I'll crap myself. I'll be, where is she? Yeah, no, so I couldn't. I used to always want to sleep out at people's houses. And my mum said, my dad used to say, let's go out, or Peter would say, let's go out. And she'd say, we can't because we'll get a phone call. Even at Auntie Norma's, wasn't it? Even at my auntie's house. I used to cry.
I know.
I used to feel
that
so
was going
sick.
To Harrogate.
Yeah. And I used to feel really sick and just want to come home with me with my mum. And that's what Mia's like, isn't she? Yeah.
So do you remember when she had to pull the car over? She
over
said,
that and grid and that lady come out. Knocked.
Yeah, that lady came out because she thought you were being poorly.
I was heaving over a grid on the way to Harrogate and a woman came out of a little cottage to ask if we were okay. And Auntie Norma said, she's fine, she's just missing her mum. I just burst into tears in the back of the car and went, I want to go home.
And there was one more question, yeah?
Okay.
And I asked your mum, what makes her the most proud about you?
Well, I would say before kids, you'd say what I've achieved, and I'm still not relatively normal. But I'd say now it's the fact that the kids,
yeah,
that I'm a good mum,
yeah.
Well, because I try to be like my mum. Yeah. That's what me and Nina always say. If we could be half the mum that mum was, even with the slap when you got called a bitch, that's what I would do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When that happened, you said to me, "And you can get in the house." And I went, "I've not done anything." Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that
good.
Right?
Yeah.
Was that right?
Yes, very good.
Oh, there you go, you see.
There you go.
Brain to brain. Yeah.
High five, yeah. Brain to brain. There you go, Gorks.
Yeah. Well, has Gorka asked his mum?
No, she needs to ask my mum, but they can't understand each other.
Oh,
I know, so I've got out. He's got out of it.
I said, you can call my mum. She's like, I won't be able to understand your mum.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you for that,
thank
mum.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
See you later.
I'll probably ring your way home anyway. See you in a bit.
Bye.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah.
Are you shocked we got the same answers or not, really?
Yes, I mean, you know each other very well.
Yeah.
You speak 3 times a day, so I guess you know them.
Minimum. But that's all we've got time for this episode.
Yeah, it's very good. Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. You've set the bar high for Father's Day, haven't you?
Yeah, I love to treat you, you know.
Yeah, we'll see what happens on Father's Day. But thank you for getting in touch. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in. Please don't forget to like and subscribe. Share us far and wide. Spread the seed of Lost in Translation.
Leave comments. Nice comments, yeah?
Yeah, not don't like... call him a fucking gnome.
Yeah.
You can WhatsApp us on 077-610-39898. You can email us, lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk, or you can DM via our socials at lost.in.podcast. We'll see you guys next week for another episode.
Have a good day.
Adios.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.